Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And are you there, Barbara? This is
yes,
Barbara,
I am here for the show I look forward to every Friday with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing? How is everybody? Aloha.
Aloha.
Richard, TGIF.
Yeah, it's Friday.
And
now, where's
there,
Dale? Where's our special Dale? Aloha, Dale. Come on in, Dale.
Are you there, Dale? Dale.
I think it's there. Are you there, Dale?
She's
oh,
there somewhere.
I don't know what's going on. She was here before we went on air. I don't know what happened, but
yeah, let me see.
I'm glad that we're here. We're all here from her in a second when she calls back, I'm sure.
Okay.
Johnny, will you go get Dale, please?
Yeah, let me see here. Dale, I have a number on. Let me check and see if this is Dale. Give me one
okay,
second.
Okay, well, I'll talk. Can I talk to Richard while you go check?
Sure.
Quietly?
Sure.
Thank you. Hey,
hi.
Richard. Would you
yes.
do this week anything exciting?
Exciting? Not really.
Yeah.
I live a pretty secluded life here, you know.
Well,
I don't want to even get close to
things.
The. I don't even want to get close to the virus. So I just hang out here in the house.
Yeah, well, I like to shop here alone at the house, and I'm getting ready for Valentine's Day. I put a bunch of stuff on my wish list, and I already got some great stuff. So I'm excited.
Wow,
I love
great.
Valentine's Day. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Here,
I'm sorry
everybody.
I called the wrong number, and then I couldn't find the new number, so I apologize.
We're just glad you're here now.
Well, I'm here how's now. I can hear you loud and clear. And I'm going, why can't I hear?
I think Johnny put me on mute for some reason.
I don't think so. I mean, whatever.
No,
anyway.
Johnny didn't do anything wrong. It was totally me.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Friday, everybody, and I'm excited to hear what's out there. What kind of things do people want to know today? I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
That's wild. Johnny, why don't you give out the phone number, please?
Of course. The number is 516-531-9874. Okay.
And that's for a free
call
reading.
In for your free reading. I mean, that's amazing that you're even giving out free readings. And they're amazing. So
well,
get in line, everybody. You can still listen. What was that, Dale?
That's my karma. I have to do that for karma. Karma.
Karma is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thing,
I'm doing
I believe
it for
in it.
Karma. I'm doing it for karma.
I like that. Hey, you know
karma
what?
Is
that's a great quote. I'm doing it for karma. I like that, Dale.
Yeah, because karma is a bitch, so you got to satisfy her.
Oh, yeah, yep. I loved her. Karma was really nice. You know,
I love karma. You know what? Somebody should name their kid Karma. You know, they really should. Nobody's named Karma, and that sounds actually pretty.
Yeah.
It does. That's pretty nice. That's awesome. So what have you been doing today, Barbie?
Oh, I went, the girls, my daughter, she has a real good best friend. Seems like she's always over here, which I love. I love this girl. And picked them up from school, and I got some pizza. And that's what I normally do every Friday, get pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And too much
what
throughout
kind
me,
of,
too.
What kind of,
but that's all.
What
kind, and working. Mm-hmm.
What kind of pizza do you get?
Well, this time I got Canadian bacon with pineapple. I love the Hawaiian pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you
yeah,
guys have something to tell me about that, being from Hawaii half the time. We
but
talked
actually,
about Hawaiian pizza.
I will tell you, but pineapple pizza has nothing to do with Hawaii whatsoever. It's crazy.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Yeah, they just like, what? You know, first time I ever ordered pineapple pizza. Pizza, they thought I was totally nutso. So, No, they don't have. I mean, they have it if you want it, but it's not traditional, if that's what you mean.
No, and I figured that. I mean, it has Canadian bacon on it, okay? That says Canadian in the title of it, and it's called Hawaiian pizza. It's just so funny. But I just love the flavors together, and that's what I had. And I love pepperoni. Yeah. And I also love a vegetable pizza, too, with no meat.
What is where do you get it from?
I found a new place because it said New York pizza by the slice, and that is my favorite kind. I like the thin and not too crisp. You know, I like thin. Why? What do you like?
Thin. I like it really thin from New York because I'm from New York, and I like the lot big pizza. I love it.
Me too.
Fact,
and even cheese. When it's real New York pizza, real New York pizza, just cheese is totally fine with me because they know what
you
they're
can't
doing.
Touch it. They say it's the water. I don't understand that, but they say it's the water. But, I mean, they have a place in Reno called New York, Y-U-K pizza. So it's good.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't care for the Chicago pizza. Isn't that the real,
me
real
neither.
Deep dish with so much dough?
I don't know. You and I like the same things. It's really wild.
I
Every
know.
Time I say I like something, you like it, too. It's really weird.
You get everything. Like, we get everything we say. You know, we really are on the same wavelength. But I had a intense dream. I had an intense dream I wanted to ask you about that I just thought of. And, you know, when a dream doesn't leave you for a few nights, that's pretty intense. I won $6,000 in some kind of bet because I had been betting, you know, on the NFL, the games and everything. It's just fun. But you could actually win money. And I did not went to bed and I had that dream. So what does that mean, Dale?
It usually means you're going to win something. I had a dream about the lottery numbers and they flashed before my eyes. But, you know, nothing yet. But, I mean, it usually means you're going to win something.
That's what I thought. So I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll see. You know what it means.
I woke
exactly.
up smiling. I did. Calling I mean, time. I was really feeling it. What was that, Richard?
I think it's call-in time.
Richard,
call in. Yeah.
When Johnny says so, it is.
It's time. We have a caller waiting. So.
A caller. Yes. Nice.
Okay, you ready? Okay, the first one is area code 908. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening, Dale. This is Caroline, and I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, how are you? Hi. What part of Jersey, girl?
It's really considered Central Jersey. It's Red Bank, which is like the beginning
of the area. I know the area because I lived in Toms River.
Oh, you were south.
But I lived in Toms River, and I lived all over the place. So I miss Jersey very much. I love it with all my heart and soul. I miss the pizza. I miss everything about it.
Listen, when you're talking about pizza, I was going to say we have the best pizza as well as New York. because everybody actually the main pizzerias, the owners are from New York, in this area.
I know. It's wild. We have the pizza is awesome in New York, New Jersey. It's awesome. Now I'm starting to want a pizza. But anyway, what's your name?
Caroline.
Caroline. And how can I help you, sweetie?
Okay. So I'm working on this very special project, and my question is, I'm very inventive, and I'm thinking of using Tesla. You heard of Tesla Technologies? You know, the inventor?
Of course, they're right here in Reno. Yes, I do know Tesla very well.
Yeah, so my latest is I would like to incorporate this technology with this project. One of the technologies is a medical therapy.
Are you allowed to do it? I mean, have you checked with them to make sure you won't be sued?
This is stimulation.
Like,
it's actually my
You have to tell me more about it. What is it?
Okay, this is an invention, and I can't talk about it too much. And it is involved with special people, you know, actually dementia and other disabilities. That's one that, so it's a stimulation, non-invasive.
Cool. Question. Have you checked with Tesla to make sure you can use some of their parts?
I'm going to, actually, I know, not that I know of, but I know, actually, it's one of the nieces, Tesla's nieces.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to communicate. So that was another, I didn't want to ask too many questions, but will I be successful?
Okay, no, I understand. In the process of that, you could get very majorly sued if it takes off, which it will. So you need to not just get to the niece, you need to get to the main people that are behind Tesla. Now, I live right now in Tahoe, Reno area, where Tesla is in Reno, you know, so this area has boomed like there's no tomorrow. So I would check in Reno Tesla and see, you know, who you can talk to of a CEO or somebody and tell them what you're doing so you don't get sued.
Yes, I believe me. I already had that in mind because I really wanted to go to them first. Tesla, but not, you know, not the car manufacturer, the actual people that have the technology.
I understand,
you know,
that, but you still have to check. Yeah. You still have to check with somebody to make sure it would be okay and get it in writing. Get it in writing that it will be okay for you to use this. I know what you're talking about on the simulation and making that happen. You are going to be a major success if you hit the right people. You're going to make a lot of money, be very successful, but I know that's not your goal. Your goal is to help people, and that's going to happen.
Beautiful. Oh, I feel like crying. And I knew I was going to cry. I just knew it, that you were going to give me the right, you know, like guide me the right way, you know, because sometimes I'm very, you know, I have like an architect mind, you know, very detailed, but I don't want to miss anything, especially anything to do with legal stuff. So I'm taking my time.
Well, you need to get a hold of an attorney to help you, maybe a patent attorney to help you. That would help tremendously. But I see you being extremely successful. You're going to do very well. It's going to take a while. It may not happen overnight. But whatever it is, don't give up on your dream.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Gail. You've made me cry already.
Oh, I didn't mean to, but you too. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Aloha.
Johnny?
What? So,
he disappeared.
No,
where's
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Where's Barbara?
He's right here. He says, it says Barbara. She's on the air. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, she is. It says she's on the air. I'm just sitting here listening because I wanted to see what Johnny had to say about the caller.
Oh, well, we have want to go to another caller?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Good. I'm glad you thought so highly of her.
Erico 201, you're on the air.
Oh, that's New Jersey again. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Fine. And who is this?
This is Jackie, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what is your name?
Jackie.
J-A-C-K-I-E? Jackie, I got it. Okay, yeah. What part of Jersey?
I'm calling from Northern New Jersey. Patterson.
Which is where? Oh, okay,
Patterson.
I know the area. I know the area. Patterson.
I just didn't want to say it.
That's okay. It's okay. Can I ask you this?
I had a question. Go ahead.
Wait. Who's having health problems around you? I pick up on health problems.
It depends. Like, I've had some health problems.
Are you having problems breathing, sweetheart?
At night.
Have you consulted your doctor at all?
Yes.
And what does he say?
They had me on the blood thinner. And blood thinner, and I've taken the test for a blood clot.
For what?
For a blood clot.
I see.
For
okay.
blood clot.
I got it. I got it, Richard. I got it. Okay,
okay.
Blood clot. Don't break my concentration, whatever you do, Richard. Are they taking x-rays for it?
I did a, I had to do the test for it, via diamond
mm-hmm.
test. And
mm-hmm.
I have to, I'm also going to do a scan on my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it really only usually bothers me at night or early in the morning. Like if I leave the house and I'm going to work, but I've been working remotely. So,
okay,
but
how
I'm going
long?
Back out
how long? It. How long have you had this?
Since about a year.
Okay.
And I'm on medication.
All right. Dear is going to find out what the problem is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to
mm-hmm.
put you on the proper medication so you can breathe. I see tubes up your nose, so maybe you need some oxygen. I don't know. But in the mornings and in the evenings, he may want to put you on some oxygen or something. I'm not a doctor, but...
Could I say something, though? You saw the tube. What happened was I just recently had surgery.
You just... Oh, okay. For what?
My eyes. I had two surgeries.
Oh.
So I was under anesthesia. Like, I just had a surgery last week.
Okay. Is that eyes for the what was the eye surgery for?
It was cataract.
Yeah, that's what I thought, cataract. So that won't do anything with oxygen. Those are good, cataract surgery. You could see really well, right?
Yeah, now I could. I couldn't before.
Right, right, right. So that part's good. Cataract surgery is great. It only takes about 10 minutes an eye. I didn't even have anesthesia when I did it.
I had one in one eye where I had a hemorrhage about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I'm bringing it up because, it was, I guess it was the light anesthesia. I wasn't really knocked out the last time, but I went out and came back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of your problems will be resolved within the year, one way or another.
Okay.
But, okay, so what did you want to know?
Well, I have to return back to work in person. And I'm kind of
mm-hmm.
concerned about that because of some of the relationships and the anxiety and, I'm
trying to
figure out, like, how do I get along with people who are not, who are not, they're sometimes intolerable.
I'm just having a problem
sometimes.
All right. Do you realize that there's a million jobs out there? And
yeah.
if you want to work for somebody, you can. So if you don't like where you're working, it's okay.
Yeah.
So just think about that. But I would be more concerned with your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
I would have the doctor write you a note,
mm-hmm.
And just wait it out a little bit longer, a few weeks, a month before you go. Can you do that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I could see the doctor next week. Like when you talk about breathing, I'm just hoping I don't get back in and catch COVID because I've had other people around me that did catch COVID, and they.
I know. That's why I wouldn't go. That's why when in 1 month or two,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee that this COVID in Jersey and New York is going to go way down. Almost to the point of extinct, to the point of they're sending out all these masks and they're sending out all these tests for COVID, and they're not going to need it because it's going to go away as fast as it came. So if you can delay going back to work for about a month, you should be all right.
I wish I could, but I don't have
those
days. They want to use the days. They've been very difficult. That's why I didn't want to say exactly where I live, because I do work for a local system. But they've been very difficult.
You work
on
for what?
Employees. I work for a school system.
A school system, are you saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got that. But it doesn't matter, sweetheart. There's a million jobs out there. If you want to work for another school system, you can. You know, but just take care of your health first. That's the most important thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best I can tell you right now, darling.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. Okay.
Okay, Johnny, what's going on?
The next one is area code 631. I can put this person
okay,
on.
Just a moment. No.
Okay.
Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, what do you think?
Well, I have a hard time with people with the low energy because they have to change themselves before they can get anything new and change their life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get a fire underneath you. You've got to figure out what do you love doing? What is your passion? What do you love? Explore it. Find yourself. It's just, you know, phone call after phone call. Well, you know, these are my problems. You know, it happened to me some magic, Dale. I mean, you've got to change yourself.
No, I agree with you 100%. But don't forget, she's kind of ill. She's older. She's scared of losing her job. And at the same time, she has pretty severe medical problems that she has to take care of first.
Well, I have empathy for all of that, and I am sorry, but I could hardly even understand the last caller. That's why I commented on energy.
Oh.
It was just very muffled. But you seem to understand her fine, so that's what's important.
Yeah, I can tune into that stuff most of the time, you know, and figure out what she's saying. But we can go on to the next one if you want.
Mm-hmm. Johnny.
Oh, okay.
You have the next caller.
The next one is area code 631. You're on the air.
Hello.
631? Oh, hi.
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. My is a work situation, too. I'm working now, but I'm trying to work close to home.
Whoa. What is your name? Where are you from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Okay, New York. Okay, but I'm getting all these back east people. It's unreal. Okay, and I'm from a Jersey girl. So what's going on in Long Island? What do you need to know, sweetie?
I'm working now, but I'm trying to better myself and get a higher paying job. So I applied to two food service jobs at schools, one closer to where I am, one not as close. Today, do you see any of them coming in? I'm being optimistic.
I feel the one closest to you is coming in, but that might be I'm reading your mind. Either one would be okay.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that you get the one that is closest into you.
Me too.
You know, so, boy, you got a back east accent. I won't quit. I love it.
Yeah, and then I'm also going on a blind date in about a week. I mean, I've been talking to him on the phone, though.
Tell me about him.
His name is Bill. We talk every day. We haven't met yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where's
he
with?
He seems nice.
What is he? Okay. It's hard to see without a picture. So I don't have a photograph of him to tell you what I see.
All right.
But I do know online you're going to meet somebody and it's going to be pretty good, you know, and very special. So this guy sounds good. I mean, but I can only read your mind, and that's not good enough. I want to see the picture, you know, and see. If you want to send me a picture of him, you can to my phone.
That's okay. No, that's okay. And what was I going to say? Like, I decided just to get rid of some friends who are kind of not too strange or who I don't have my best interest, and I'm just going to have good friends around. Decided that tonight.
That sounds like a great idea. And I have to believe what Barbara says, you know, surround yourself with real positive people. You become positive, and then you make things work and it's all good.
Yeah, one of the ladies who called me today, I have COVID, I'm by myself, and she goes, oh, you're lucky you could have your own apartment and you're lucky in your pajamas. I said, do you realize I'm by myself and have COVID? I go, you're strange, and I hung up on her.
Yeah, my husband had COVID, and it was so bad, it was pathetic. You know, but do
yeah,
you
but
have
I'm by myself,
Omicron?
Too, and instead of saying, can I get you something, oh, you're so lucky you can be by yourself in your pajamas and watch TV.
That's terrible.
Whoa, weird.
Okay, what about the Omicron? Is it Omicron or do you have the COVID?
I don't know. It didn't really say.
Okay, I could tell you. If it's Omicron, it's like a cold and nasal and fever.
That's me.
Okay, that's Omicron. COVID is body aches, sore throat, and... You know, that stuff. I mean,
well,
your
I had
body
a sore throat too, though.
Yeah, but do you have the body aches?
Not really, no.
Okay, then you have the COVID, and that should only... How long have you had it, honey?
I think, I don't know, I started to get symptoms when I went to visit my son last Friday, and then it just got worse. Mm-hmm. I even went to work on Tuesday. It got worse Tuesday night. I went to get tested, went to get food, went to get medicine.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you've had it for about a week?
Or a little less. Yeah, I'm out. I have to go back to work Monday. I took 3 days off
of
work.
Is it getting better at this point?
I think it is.
Okay, so that's important. As long as it gets better, you're supposed to take 5 days off and just not do anything. And as far as people delivering food to you, my husband does that with DoorDash and Grubhub. I mean,
I don't need it. I'm not going to have anybody do that. But the thing is, instead of saying, my friend, are you so lucky to be alone, they should have said, can I do anything for you? I'm not going to be their friend anymore. That was a weirdo comment to make.
Well, that's a Becky's comment. Just take it for that. I mean, you know, she's not meaning it on purpose, all right? And then next time you call her.
She wants to have her own apartment. I said, go ahead.
Okay, fine. That's cool. You're just sweetheart, and you're going to be okay, so not to worry. But take a lot of juice and stuff like that, and, you know, just relax for now.
All right, so you see it getting better by Monday?
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
So you think I should take off Monday?
Yes. If you don't feel well, take off Monday because you can pass it around to other people. Not good.
Well, I'm supposed to fill out an application. I could always do that, like, later on after I feel a little better, run in and run out.
Well, what's the application for?
The application's for the food service. I have to go down there and apply. So I was going to work Monday and then go after work and apply there, but maybe I'll just take off and apply there.
There you go, but just wait. I mean, you know, wait till Wednesday. That's what I'm feeling. Because you don't want to pass it around to other people. I mean, people are walking around like crazy with this Omicron. I don't know. I see people, no masks, no this, no that. I don't get it.
No. Oh, well.
You know, but you'll be okay, so not to worry, okay?
Is my son going to be okay if he got it?
I don't know. I'm not talking to your son.
Okay.
I would have to have him call. I can check there.
Oh,
okay?
I'm not. Yeah, I can't call. He'll think I'm crazy. I'll go call the psychic in New York.
Hey, don't knock it. Don't knock it. Go call.
No,
the
I'm not.
Don't
He's only 20, believe it or not.
Well, they're into it. Okay, sweetie, you have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Barbie, is that better?
Yeah, and I recognize her. I'm so glad she's working on herself, and she's gotten people out rubbing her the wrong way. She doesn't need that.
No, not at all. I can't believe, you know, the amount of people here that are starting to get it everywhere I go. So I'm pulling back more and more and just going out to eat or going to Walmart. That's about it, and going swimming.
Well, I know, you know that the news said today the booster shot really helps with the Omicron variant.
Right.
It really has been working.
Now, do you know, my husband just got the booster today, but it's not good for 30 days. I mean, it doesn't go through your system for 30 days. Are you aware of that?
No, I was just about to go get that. I don't know really a lot of information about it, but maybe then they'll just have to stay really in away from people for 30 days.
No, I mean, just stay 650 feet apart. But what, you didn't get the third one?
I did not yet.
No, you got to get it because that's the one that will save you.
Mm-hmm.
That saves
all
you.
These people got
you know,
on
just,
in front of around me, and I got because I would have.
Well, you're lucky.
Everybody had it around me, yes.
Me too. Everybody had it around me too, but I didn't get it either. But I'm saying just go get the third shot. Book it on Walmart or wherever.
Okay, yes. The place I go. They're doing it everywhere, I believe. It's not that hard to get it, everybody.
It's a half shot. I mean, it's not a whole shot. And then they're even talking about four shots. I mean, this is crazy. You know, I can't believe it. I know Hawaii, they're really suffering. They're demanding that you have three shots before you enter the island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't enter it.
A friend of mine, he was trying to use miles on his plan before the end of the year, and he was just trying to find anywhere to go, which was international, to get as many miles as he needed. And he just chose Germany because he said it was the easiest country he could find to get into because of COVID.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm. Wow. That's trippy. That's trippy. But I don't think they're counting that anymore. We've had a ticket for 2 years to go to Hawaii, and they say it doesn't matter. As long as they have the COVID, you know, it's fine.
Good.
That we don't have to book it for another year, so that's good. Okay, Johnny, do we have any more?
No, not right now, but, I mean, you know, that. I mean, I'm sure we will soon, or, you know, it doesn't, usually that's
well,
what happens.
Well, how about you give out the phone number?
Of course, of course. The number is 516-531-9874.
Okay. So if Barbara wants to talk, go ahead and let her.
I do. I just want to tell everybody how much I am enjoying football, even more than ever. My Seahawks did not make it, which is, you know, very rare to the playoffs. But I just am enjoying getting to know all the teams and the players' names more than I ever have, you guys. And I am ordering books because I want to know everything about football. And so does my daughter. It's kind of a thing we found together recently. Well, I always liked it, but her boyfriend's a football player. He actually wants to be a professional someday. Somebody's got to be one.
Wow.
So that's what I've been into, you guys. And I wanted to know if any of you who, besides the Seahawks, which I know Richard loves because we're both from Washington, who are your teams and who are you rooting for, you guys, the playoff teams? Who are you for?
Well, I'll let you talk to Richard of that because I'm not into football. I'm into baseball.
You
well,
mean the sea chicken?
Well, I mean, Donnie's existing as well here on the phone call. What about him? He needs
well,
to learn football,
I
too.
I don't know the rules of either sport.
either sport. We're only okay. Anyway. All right. Oh, baseball.
Talk
okay.
To Richard.
Well,
no.
I guess you don't follow it.
Richard,
do you watch it, or since the Seahawks are out of it, do you just stop watching it?
Wait, I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Oh, God.
About Johnny
what
are
we talking about?
Football
games, huh?
Football and baseball. Why are you laughing?
Well, I'm not really heavy in either one of them, but, you know,
okay.
I spent over 20 years at UW, so I'm sort of for the Huskies in a way. And I won't go into that deeply, but I'll briefly say I did have the opportunity to go to every home game, but I didn't. I was.
What did he
my...
say? He went out with a cheerleader?
No.
I went out with a stewardess? No. Well, yes.
No,
that's
you, I thought you
story.
Said you went out with a cheerleader.
Oh, cheerleader. No. No. long story, I'm trying to figure out how to sum it up.
Briefly, he watches football all the time. I don't know what he's talking about. He's for Washington. That's about it. That's all I know. All I know is I come by the TV and he's always watching football.
Yeah. See, I'm just watching the game. I'm not too worried about the teams. I just enjoy the game and, you know, watching it and so forth. But I'm trying to clarify this for you. The position I was in, I could assign student photographers to go to the games. And briefly, while I do, usually there'll be three or four, and I would make sure one or two could really do the job. And the third and fourth ones, they would get the experience and find out it's not as easy as you think to be down on the sidelines taking pictures, you know, of a game and so on, so on, so on, without going into long verbal detail on that. But the game itself, I enjoy watching, and to see how, you know, the teams do and their plays and all that kind of stuff.
I appreciate it. It's amazing what they can do these days. Mm-hmm. Or always. They're amazing. I just think they are. So that's what I've been up to. Thank you, Richard. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And I wish I had some more highlights to go over from my week, but I really don't. I've just been working and watching football, enjoying that.
Well, that's cool.
Mm,
I enjoy baseball. And somebody asked me, she was from France, and she's a good friend of mine. And she said, can you explain to me how baseball works? And I went, whoa.
Okay.
I went into a panic mode.
That's you.
I don't know how to explain it, except you watch with your dad, and he tells you as they're played. I mean, I didn't even know. I was like, wow. You know,
I played it for 7 years. I was a 4-year letter woman, and we went to state. So, I mean, I know all these rules, but I think when somebody grows up close with a brother who loves sports, you kind of learn like that, like you were saying, from your dad watching. But if you haven't grown up with it, oh my gosh, you are lost. Like, I must say, Johnny, I tried to teach him about the football basic rules, and it, you know, it's hard to grasp at first. You just have to watch it. But if he does ever come out to visit to L.A., maybe he'll come during a football game and there'll be a party and we could teach Johnny.
Okay.
That would be fun.
I have to tell you something. Several years ago, I went to a Joe Montana party, you know, that they had up at the lake. And I was sitting next to Dick Butkus. You know who that is? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue. I had no idea who Dick Butkus was. And we were set right next to each other and we were talking. And I told him I was a psychic and he said he had a lot of intuition and that he, anyway, he was talking to me for a
Ooh.
While. I had a good old time. And then when I left, he gave me all his phone numbers.
Wow, he was really interested in you. He's an awesome legend.
Football player,
then what was he, a coach to Richard? I'm not sure, but I know that name and I know that face. And isn't it cool? But mm-hmm. those people who want to just be treated normally, he probably thought it was refreshing that this beautiful girl, which was you, didn't even know who he was, you know, and it just made it a nice day for him to talk to you.
Unfortunately, I don't know anything about football. I said, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
You know, what can I say? I was more at the party. There was this guy named Jeff, and I can't think of his last name, but he was a major surfer. I was more interested in him because I'm into surfing. Big time.
Cute. Yeah, you are.
Big time. I love to watch surfers, and I love to take pictures, and I love to, you know, I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
They are amazing. I do too.
Okay, Johnny,
I go down
what's
every
going
year.
On?
Competition down
well,
here.
No, no callers, but we're. I mean, you know, I have all of the most popular hashtags on. So you know,
I have no idea, Barbara. I don't know what to say.
No idea. What did you say, Johnny?
That we have the I made sure that tonight I had the top hashtags.
Hashtags, what? He said. It just sounds muffly when he was speaking. It was muffly, Johnny. He says he put hashtags on it.
Yeah, our top hashtags. So.
Yeah, but we can increase the listenership somehow. You've been saying you're going to do it, and you haven't done it. So
well, it
far,
goes up
so.
And down is what it does. It, but, you know, I mean, I know that sometimes, I mean, I know that's what happens when it goes up and down. I do advertise on Facebook, so.
That's not the place. I mean, Barbara, weren't we supposed to go live on Facebook or something?
That's only when you can be on camera, right, Johnny? When we're on camera, we can do that. But
right.
It's not on Blog Talk Radio. They don't have the connection. Am I correct, Johnny? Did you double check?
That's right.
They have the connection to go live on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, when we broadcast from there, which is every time, except when we go and use BlueJeans, where it's more like a group meeting, and then they have an option where you can go live. So wait until we do that again. And according to Johnny, that's our only option.
Right.
Well,
do you want to elaborate, Johnny?
There's also Zoom.
Anyway. Well, we post on social media often, everybody, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So stop by there. But most of all, we would appreciate you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. We have playlists, and it's easy to find your favorite show there. So please like and subscribe, and we appreciate all of you callers, and we hope that our psychic cheer helps you today. And as always, we appreciate you, Dale and Richard. Thank you for being here, and thank you, Johnny. And how are you, Dale? Now she's quiet. What's going on, Dale?
Can I throw a question out? Can I throw a question out?
Of course.
Dale had me watch a movie last night called Swimming Pool. Has any of you seen that or heard about it?
No. Who's in it?
I don't know.
Okay, Dale. Explain Swimming Pool.
Who's in Swimming Pool, the movie?
Yeah, but Richard, that movie's probably 15 years old. So it's okay.
Well,
the star. Who is the star of Swimming Pool? Who's the star of it, Richard?
We don't know. It's just like I've been watching on Netflix Emily in Paris, so I had picked up Swimming Pool, which is in English and French, and I'm trying to buff up my French is what I'm doing.
Okay. So we may not know who this French actor is, but so do you suggest this movie?
Well,
when I was younger, when I was younger, I did. But I had him watch Edith Piaf. Do you know who she is?
Please repeat the name.
Edith?
Please repeat.
Yes.
No. No, it does not ring a bell.
She was saying a real world famous singer in Paris. And she grew up on the streets and she sang for money. And then she grew up and became so famous and then came to the United States and became more famous. And it was wonderful. I just like it's a nice movie. That was nice.
Wow, what a cool story. And probably if I heard a song, I'm sure I would recognize it because I do love the beautiful French music when the lady's singing. I mean, how romantic does that sound?
Yeah.
I love
roses.
It. So, check it out.
When I was in France, they only played English music. American music. I couldn't believe it. I was looking for the French music, and every time I sat down, it was American music. I'm going, I don't get this.
I've been there many times. I just don't remember really music going on and what was going on with.
Well, she stood at the restaurant and You listen. It's American music, and I'm going, what? Okay. Anyway, Johnny, you want to give out your number or what?
Yeah, the number is 516-531-9874.
Okay. Are we still down or what?
We're still down. I mean, but it's...
I did the shout-out already.
It's only about 10 minutes left, so we can stop now if you like. Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, good night,
everyone. Unless Johnny has a topic, Johnny, unless you have a topic you'd like to talk about.
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I think I have a caller.
What?
Let's put this caller through. Okay. Do you want me to put through? Okay. Area code 919, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
And who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
What is your name?
It's Shree.
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 Spell it, please.
S-H-R-E-E.
Shree. Okay. And where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
All right. Oh, boy, you've been hit bad over there, huh? You've been having
it's
snow
quite
and
lovely.
Rain and...
Yeah, the snow, the streets are covered with snow, so I love it when it happens, and I'm very grateful for it. I know you guys are probably used to it, but it's a rarity, and when it happens, it's just pure magic.
Because I'm sitting here in Gardnerville, and on Christmas Day it snowed, and I don't think I've ever been happier in a million years.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful.
It is beautiful. Okay, and then I'm like 15 minutes from Tahoe, so I can go up there anytime I want to. So anyway, what's your question? Where are you from?
So North Carolina, my question is... I've kind of lost that spark, the edge, kind of that wonder, and I can intellectually whisper it inside, but within a soul level or feeling level, it's absent. And I just wanted to know if you know what will reignite it.
Okay, well, I first have to know the spark. What is it about? Is it about a person? Is it about a love? Is it about a job? What is the spark about?
It's everything, actually. It's career. It's family. It's personal. It's love. It's soul. I know that's
okay.
A lot on a plate. But I guess whatever speaks louder or loudest,
well, number one, I know what you're saying, but I mean, I think we all lose it periodically, and the COVID hasn't helped, okay? Can't get out much, can't go places much, can't do things much, can't meet people. So that spark on a lot of people is gone. So be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come back in a few weeks. It's definitely going to come back in a few weeks because... they'll let us out of our cages and we'll be able to do more things. But I would say about a month. But I would say the spark for you would be in, you're very good at explaining yourself. You're very good at verbalizing. You're very good at teaching. You're very good at helping people. And I feel that's the direction you need to go in, which is helping people. So whether it's an online thing or whatever, it's something you need to do that you will help others, and then you can forget about your problem.
Okay.
That's what I get.
Okay. That makes sense. It makes sense.
Okay.
It's the pebbles that I have to basically jump and leap on and just do it. I'm fully aware.
You're not the only one, sweetheart. It's happening to a lot of people right now. And it's just like, and to be appreciated right now for us being alive through all these people who have passed on, 800,000 people. I mean, we're alive. So we don't have the spark yet, but the spark will come back. And things are getting better. So it's going to be okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's comforting to know that. And I mean, I know it's on a global level. Sometimes one has to hear it from someone else to understand.
It is. It's very much a global level. And it's everywhere. People in London and Paris and France and all over the place are going through the same things that we're going through, different levels. And it's rough because you lose sight of what you really want to do because there's no dreams anymore. You're just locked in the hat, you know? So it's like, do what
yeah.
Mom does. Like make, you know, she always keeps herself busy and all that stuff. So that's all good. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Simplify. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
thank you.
You
as well.
You are welcome. It is helpful Bill, when things are simplified.
We have one
today.
Other person.
Oh, I guess I'm on mute again.
Do you want me to put this person through?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. What you want. Whatever you want to do, John, go for it.
It's up to you, Dale.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 857, you're on the air.
They're not wanting.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Happy New Year. My name is Keita.
Hi, Keita. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
And where are you from?
Massachusetts.
Okay. And how can I help you, sweetheart?
I just wanted to see if there were any messages that I, you know, I'm open, that I need to know or anything that comes up. I don't know if that's too broad of a question.
Okay.
I mean, if you want me to focus on that.
This is what I get, right, wrong, or indifferent. Number one, I see something with balloons. So that could represent a party of some sort. But I also get that you're not responsible for whatever happened to the person at all. That make any sense?
I mean, it could be a couple of different people, but okay. Is it somebody, are they still on, are they still like on this side or are they in the spirit world?
No, it's the other side. And they're telling me that you are not responsible for what happened to them. So quit punishing yourself. That's what I get.
Can I ask some questions? Just, to help me kind of clarify?
Try.
Okay. So would it have been the part responsible for the person's crossing, or would it have been just responsible for the way that the person lived their life?
Well, there's two people, and it's both. And you're supposed to let go of it and move on with your life and don't worry about it.
Okay, because it's only really... So I think I know who you're talking about, but okay.
Okay. And then everything's going to get better for you, so just hang in there, okay?
Thank you. And I think the balloons might be, was that given from the spirit world that they show balloons?
Yes. That was spirit world showing balloons. I don't know if it was a birthday. I don't know if it was an anniversary.
My birthday is in 2 weeks.
Okay, somebody's giving you balloons. They're
yeah, I think that's
things.
Sweet.
So mid-year giving balloons to you to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
And Barbara?
Yes.
Hello? Can you give out my number, please, and my...
Oh, yes, I will. Everybody, this week, contact Dale Scheer directly at 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816. If you forget this number, go to DaleScheer.com. All the info's there for you to schedule your private
reading, which is highly valuable. And this show will be on our YouTube channel. So if you have missed Dale, by the way, you can find us next week on Google Podcasts. And also dial the number this week and get your private reading. And follow us everywhere. Anything else, Johnny?
That's fine. I mean, you know, it's. I think we had a good show. What do you all think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And the name is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E.
My
apologies. Last name is S-C-H-E-A-L. No, we're okay.
Psychic Dale here.
Yes. Well, I want to bid you adieu and thank you and aloha.
Aloha. Thank you for a great show as usual. And thanks, Johnny. And good night, Richard. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Bert.